Your money should serve you and your goals, not the other way around. At Eastern Planning Incorporated, we want to ensure your dreams are within reach, and this starts with a smart financial plan. Welcome to It's Not Just Money, It's Life with Matt and Beth Blecker. In our ongoing podcasts, we will give you clear and trusted guidance, teaching you how to use your finances to make your retirement years the fulfillment of your dreams with a well-balanced life free of worry and stress. We are so excited that you have joined us. So, let's get started.
Have you checked the calendar lately? The year is almost over, and that means it's time to focus. Now, Matthew Blecker is here with a rundown of the last minute things you should do before year end. And Matt, is this a long list?
It's not a long list. I guess you can make it a long list, but I think five bullet points I think are good to focus on for retirees and people who are drawing from their portfolios, as well as people who are still working. Not all these apply to people who are still working, but several of them do. So just five bullet points, five things to check, and some of them relate to one another as well.
Okay. I think you wanted to start out with portfolios, right?
This applies to really everybody. It may apply even more to those who are retired and drawing income. We have the bulk of our clients are retired, but some of them are still working professionals. So the first thing you want to do is check your overall portfolio allocation and make sure everything's at target levels. We're not short-term traders, you know, we're longer-term investors. We don't try to time the market. We try to pick a long-term strategy that's best for your situation. And I'll deal with a retired person, but like I said, it also relates to somebody who's still working as well. So for a retired person, what we do is set portfolios up into time buckets, and we stay properly diversified, you know, based on our philosophy within those time buckets. And the years can vary, but I'll just say it's our three buckets are 0 to 5 years, 5 to 10 years, and 10 plus. In the 0 to 5 year bucket, it's very conservative money. So we leave money in money market. You might have money in a savings account, money in short-term bonds, very short-term bonds, money that's not subject to equity market fluctuations, or that's not subject too much to interest rate fluctuations in the bond market, like we're seeing this year. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure we have enough in that bucket to ride out any bear market in stocks or bonds. Now, we did a lot of this toward the end of last year because the market was up a lot and someone's portfolio was supposed to be 65% equities, may have gone up to 75% equities if they were drawing from the conservative piece and the equity piece went up. So this year, you still want to look at it, but in a lot of cases, you're going to do a lot less this year rather than more in terms of refilling that first bucket. And then because you leave 5 years of money there for a year like this. So in a year like this, you may just let it go by and wait until the following year, the year after that, to refill that bucket. But then the other two buckets you might want to take a look at as well. The 5 to 10 year bucket is a moderate bucket. It's stuff that's not as aggressive as equities, but not as conservative as cash. And that might be in more aggressive bonds or things like balance funds, which have stocks and bonds. And the 10 plus bucket is the equity bucket. And that's in various equity categories. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what's going to do well when. So that category is diversified amongst, or that bucket is diversified amongst many categories. It could be growth and value, large cap, mid cap, or small cap, foreign and emerging markets. Now, some of these categories have held up better than others. So they may be, if you were supposed to have, let's say, 10% in each, that might be off. So you may want to do a little bit of rebalance, even if you're not going to refill the first bucket because the equity markets are down. You might want to do a little rebalancing in your equity portfolio to make sure each category is at its target level. And actually, in a lot of cases this year, at least in some cases, there may be people not do much of anything, but you want to really look at the whole portfolio and make sure everything's at your target levels and make sure you have enough safe money to ride out any bear market, which was very important last year. And this year will be the most important thing will be just to make sure everything is properly balanced, especially within that equity piece of the portfolio. The second thing I get into are capital gains. Now, last year, there were a lot of capital gains. The market had done well, and there were a lot more capital gains than normal. But this year, there are going to be fewer capital gains for most people. But one thing you might want to look at is tax loss harvesting. And it doesn't, and that would apply into non-retirement accounts. So you may have a tax loss in something, and you may be able to take advantage of that to minimize your tax situation for this year, and then reposition into something similar, but not exact. So it's easier to do this with mutual funds or ETFs. You can't really do it with individual stocks because there's a wash sale rule. So if you sell Microsoft stock at a loss and you buy it back a day later, it's a wash sale. You can't take that loss. You have to wait 30 days to be able to take advantage of that loss, or else it's subject mm-hmm. to the wash sale rule. And that's risky because the market could go up in those 30 days. We don't know. It's such a short time period. But with mutual funds and ETFs, it's easier to take advantage of, because you can sell a particular small cap fund, for example, then buy back something that's similar but not exact, and not be subject to that wash sale rule. And then still get the benefits of the upside of the market and still take the loss for tax purposes. So particularly sometimes it doesn't make sense to do it, because sometimes based on where your portfolio should be and for fundamental purposes, sometimes when something's down, it doesn't make sense to sell it. But it could make sense in certain circumstances, especially if you have more income from other sources this year. Mm-hmm. It could make sense to do it from a tax perspective. So something you want to look at is tax loss harvesting, but everyone's situation is different. And then you want to look at minimum distributions. If you're 72, you've reached your required beginning date. And in most retirement accounts, you have to take a minimum distribution, and some of them can be aggregated together and you can take from just one. That's the case with SEP simples or traditional IRAs or 403Bs. But some of them, you have to take separate RMDs. So if you have a 401k and a traditional IRA, or if you have two separate 401ks, you've got to take two separate RMDs. Sometimes you're allowed to delay your RMD if you're still working and you're not a 5% owner in a company. So if you work for a big company and you have a 401k and you're still actively contributing, you're still working, you can postpone the RMD. But it's something you want to look at. You want to be aware of the rules and make sure you take out minimum distributions when you need to. And the last thing I think that makes a lot of sense is to look at Roth conversions and also look at your tax situation as well. The tax situation kind of applies to Roth conversions, applies to minimum distributions. It really applies to everything, applies to capital gains, applies to rebalancing your portfolio. So it really applies to everything. But the last thing to look to in particular is a Roth conversion. The market is down this year and the equity markets are down. So you'd be converting more shares at a lower price. That's typically better because you'd be paying tax on a lower value and then hope for the value to gain over time while it's in a tax-free type of account. But there are things to consider when you're doing a Roth conversion. The first is, what tax bracket are you in? Any money you convert would be taxable. So you want to make sure, if you can, to keep yourself in a certain tax bracket, not go up into the next tax bracket. If you're on Medicare, your Medicare Part B premiums go up as your income goes up. So that's something you want to watch as well. And another thing to watch is sometimes you're eligible for better property tax benefits, enhanced property tax benefits in certain states. So if your income's above a certain level, you wouldn't be eligible for that. So you want to look at your whole income situation and see if a Roth conversion makes sense. And sometimes you can do some loss harvesting in an after-tax account to mitigate the effects of the Roth conversion, so they could go hand in hand. But it doesn't make sense for everyone. And sometimes it makes sense to do a lot. Sometimes it makes sense to do a little. Sometimes it makes sense to not really do anything. But you essentially want to look at, you know, your portfolio allocation and your tax situation. And then while you're looking at that, you can think about whether loss harvesting makes sense. You can think about whether Roth conversions make sense. And you can make sure you take out your minimum distribution so you're not penalized. And while you're doing that, you want to make sure you take out the right amount of tax from the minimum distribution. One other thing you can do, if you don't need the money from your minimum distribution, you can give it to charity. You can give a very large amount to charity and satisfy your minimum distribution, as long as it goes directly to the charity and then you don't pay tax then. It's not part of your taxable income. So I think those are a lot of important things for a retiree to look at relative to their portfolio. And even for someone who's not retired, these things may still make sense. Although obviously, if you're in most cases, the minimum distributions will not apply to you.
Matt, that's a very concise but very important list of things to take into consideration. And a lot of it seems so interrelated that they really,
yes,
our listeners really could use a professional, I'm sure. So how can listeners reach you?
So they can reach me at our office phone number. Our main office phone number is 845-627-8300, 845-627-8300. And we have a main office and a satellite office, but that number patches into both of those locations. And they can also email me, my first initial and last name. So it's M Blecker, M as in Matt, B as in boy, L-E-C-K-E-R, at easternplanning.com. And they could also go to our website, which is just www.easternplanning.com, and they can get a lot of information off of the site.
Fantastic. And listeners, follow this podcast to make sure you have every episode. And if you found this information helpful and insightful, by all means, share with others, especially friends and family. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for listening to the It's Not Just Money, It's Life podcast. click the subscribe button below to be notified when new episodes become available. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Eastern Planning Incorporated. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investing advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified financial service provider with any questions you may have regarding your investment planning. Securities and advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Incorporated, RAA, member FINRA, SIPC. RAA is separately owned, and other entities and/or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of RAA.